How'd the bye week treat you, Jason?
Well, it was good. It was good. We got a chance to get some guys healed up. We practiced a couple days last week. Guys did a good job with that, and now we're back into the regular routine of a Sunday game.
Yeah, I'm getting guys rested up. How big is that for Ezekiel, who obviously carried the ball quite a few times for you guys?
Well, I think it was important for him. He's a young guy. He handled the workload really well, but anytime you get a chance to give your guys a chance to freshen up a little bit, I think it helps you.
Jason, now that you got a full body in with these two rookies, I mean, is there any way you could have seen this coming?
Well, there are guys we certainly like coming out in the draft. There's no question about that. But, to see them transition so smoothly from college football to pro football has certainly been a pleasant surprise for all of us. And a lot of it has to do with the kind of players they are, but I think as much as it has to do with the kind of people they are, they're mature guys, they love football, they want to be part of a team, they're willing to work at it. I think all those things have helped them.
Jason, with Dak playing quarterback in his first playoff game and all that, do you say anything to him or talk to him at all specifically about the playoffs or just the way he's handled everything this year? Do you just go, hey, I know he's going to be the same, composed guy he's been all season?
Well, he has handled everything really well, and those are the reports we got from his coaches and the people around him at Mississippi State, and that's been our experience with him. He's a very poised guy. He's a very composed and mature guy, and he works very hard at the game. He works very hard to be his best every day, and he's done that since we got him all the way back in the first rookie minicamp. That's how he's handled everything. So certainly you like to help your players develop the right mindset leading into a ball game, but as much as anything else, you want them to be themselves, and he's done an outstanding job doing that with every new experience he's had up to this point this year.
Jason, you've been around quarterbacks in a first playoff game, a divisional round game. What are some of those first game obstacles that you got to keep an eye on and that quarterbacks have to be wary of?
Well, I think it's everybody. Everybody's so excited to play. You're chomping at the bit to play in the game. And the biggest thing we try to emphasize to our team is to go through the process of preparation leading up to the game and make sure you have a good day on Wednesday and go through our normal routines to help us get ready to play our best ball. And the same thing on Thursday and Friday and Saturday leading up to Sunday. And then once the game starts, obviously there's a heightened sense of urgency because it's a playoff game. But at the same time, it's important for everybody just to settle in and play.
I believe the Packers had the top run defense in the league when you played them in October. Obviously you had your way with them. What were you able to do to give you so much success on the ground against this defensive front?
Well, we have great respect for their team and all aspects of their team, and we certainly saw that as a challenge to run the ball against them, and it certainly was. We really want to be a physical offensive team, and that starts with being able to control the line of scrimmage and run the football, and we've tried to do that throughout the season. And we want to make that part of who we are week in and week out. And in that game, we're able to hit some things in the running game. But trust me, it was a big challenge for us, and we have great respect for their team.
Jason, what kind of a jolt was it with Randy Gregory's news, and how is that going to impact your front seven?
Well, Randy was not with our team for most of the year. He was able to play in the last two ball games. His schedule over the course of the season was he could be in meetings, but he had to work out with our strength and conditioning staff and our rehab people. He couldn't come out to the practice field. So we only got a chance to have him as a player for us for the last 2 weeks of the season. And we did anticipate a decision coming after that second game. And we'll just move forward. One of the best things our team has done this year is you continue to move forward. We've had different guys in and out of the lineup over the course of the season, and you really just have to embrace the opportunity you get and keep moving.
What's made Irving such an impact player for you at times there up front?
I think as much as anything else, it's just a guy who's gaining more and more experience as a player. We got him last year, and he was someone that we used sparingly over the course of the season, but he always flashed some things, You know, he had a really good offseason for us, a good training camp. And I just think with experience, playing more, playing different positions, being in different situations, I just think he's grown and benefited from that. You know, Rod Marinelli and Leon Lett, our defensive line coaches, do a great job with him. I think he's learned from some of the older players, the more experienced guys on our team, about how to go about it day after day after day. And I just think he's improved in all areas.
When you see a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers who's able to hit that Hail Mary play with such frequency, do you go back and look at that on film maybe a little bit more than you would have otherwise?
Well, we've certainly seen the ones he's hit over the past couple of years, and we've watched the one from the other day a number of times, and you know, he's just very good at it, obviously. They do a good job up front for him, but he does a good job buying time, and he throws the ball as well as anybody on the planet, and does such a great job elevating the ball and giving his receivers a chance to get down there. And you know, and then they have playmakers on the other end, guys who can go up and make those plays. So, you know, they're awfully good at it. Certainly has been a big play for them over the last few years.
What do you think of the role he's on, Jason, these last few games on film?
Well, you know, I said something to somebody earlier today that, you know, to me he's been on a roll for the last 9 years. You know, he's been such a great quarterback and playing the game at such a high level for a long time. And, you know, in some ways I think people who see him every day start to take him for granted. But, you know, we don't. You know, we have a great respect for how he's played throughout his career, and he's certainly playing at a very high level right now.
With that said, he obviously did not have his best day against you guys in October. What were you able to do to have success against him?
Well, I think what you try to do to him is what you try to do to any quarterback. You try to cover the guys up on the back end, and you try to affect him with pressure. And, you know, at different times in that ball game, we did a good job of that. Other times, we didn't do a good enough job of it. But that's really the challenge with every quarterback every week.
Do you see a difference with Aaron on film from earlier in the season to the role he's been on now?
You know, I just see a great football player, and he's been a great football player, you know, since he's had the opportunity to start for the Packers and play the game at such a high level. So our level of respect for him is off the charts.
What are you doing so well against the run, Jason?
Well, you know, we certainly make a commitment to stop the run. You know, we want to run the ball offensively, and we want to stop the run defensively. And you know, when we've done a good job stopping the run, it's just playing disciplined team defense. You know, you want to be physical, but you also need to be disciplined. You need to set edges in the defense, win in the gaps. You need to be a great tackling team. And when we look back at our defense over the course of 16 games, when we stopped the run and been effective against the run, we've been able to do those things.
Jason, we hear from guys in the Packers locker room about wanting to see a veteran guy like Julius Peppers get a Super Bowl ring. Is there any sentiment in your locker room along those lines for a guy like Jason Witten?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, Witten's as respected a football player and as a person as I've ever been around in the NFL. And, you know, he's so well respected by his coaches and by his teammates and by the guys he plays against. And, you know, he does not have a Super Bowl ring. That certainly would be a great thing for him. But really our focus is on today and what we need to do to be our best as a team. And that's really where everybody's energy and attention is.
Where's Dak gotten better since we saw him here in week six, whatever it was?
Well, I think as much as anything else, it's just experience. You know, seeing defenses running our plays against a lot of different looks, whether it's coverages or pressures or fronts, and just getting more and more comfortable with the game at this level. And, you know, he learns quickly. He doesn't make the same mistakes over and over and again. He's always prepared for opportunities. But, you know, the more experienced you are, the better chance you have. And you know, he's someone who learns from his experiences. He goes about it the right way. He can build on the good things, and he learns from the things that don't go so well. So I think as much as anything else, he's just played a lot of football since then.
I know he's got a great running game to help him out, but a 104.9 passer rating, that's unbelievable. Have you ever seen anything quite like this from a rookie quarterback, just the efficiency there?
Well, he's certainly played as well as any rookie I've ever seen, and he's just done such a good job helping our team win games. You know, statistics are one thing, but, you know, when you watch a guy and you see how he contributes in so many different ways to helping our team win, that's really the measure of it. And, you know, such a good job getting the different players involved, running the off offense. You know, he executes very well, you know, within the system. When things break down, he's able to make plays, get us out of trouble, or make a play out of the pocket. And he just has some very natural leadership skills that I think our team is drawn to as well.
Could you catch yourself making a mistake trying to alter coverage plans without a Jordy Nelson in their pass offense?
Well, obviously we have great respect for Jordy Nelson. He's been such a good player for such a long time, and you know, he and Aaron Rodgers have such a good feel for each other, and his production over the course of his career and this year speaks for itself. You know, the biggest thing we try to do is focus on ourselves. Obviously, they have a lot of weapons in their receiving core and their skill positions outside of Jordy Nelson. We saw that the other day in the game against the Giants. So we obviously have great respect for their team, their scheme, their coaches, their players, and we understand the challenge that we have on Sunday.
Did you struggle at all with the whole rust versus rest deal heading into that Philly game a couple weeks ago?
Not really. We had a plan for what we wanted to do. It was a short week for us. We had played on Monday night against Detroit the week before. And so we had a plan for our players, how we wanted to practice. Obviously, the large majority of our team played in the game. We had some guys who were out with injury. We had a couple guys that we kept out. And then most everybody else played. Some guys just played in the early part of the game. But it was a really good opportunity for us to get better as a team. It was good for us to practice and prepare the way we did. And then, you know, having a number of different guys play gives you an opportunity to be that much further along with those guys if called upon in the playoffs.
Did your heart skip a beat when you heard that Zeke got into an accident today?
Yeah, I guess it did. But I quickly learned that it was just a fender bender. I don't think it was a mile from our facility. So we talked to him soon after that, and he probably was here 20 minutes after the accident.